Tonight, the book of Judges, please, chapter number 2, Judges chapter number 2. If you're able and willing, please stand tonight, reverence the reading of God's word, amen, Judges chapter number 2. You pray for us tonight, like you'd want me to pray for you if you were standing up here, and I hope you'll listen real good. Let God help us tonight. We've got a word from the Lord. I hope we'll listen real good. Judges chapter number 2, Judges chapter number 2. Everybody ready? Bible said, and the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go out of Egypt. I brought you unto the land which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. Came to pass when the angel of the Lord spake these words and all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept, and they called the name of the place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. And when Joshua let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he had done, did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, been 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of the inheritance in Timnath-Heres and the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gaash. Also all the generation were gathered unto their father. There arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which the Lord had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not no longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them. For evil, as the Lord has said, and as the Lord has sworn unto them, they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because thou were groaning by reasons of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than the fathers in the following other gods to serve them. How to bow down unto them, they ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that these people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died. That though, he said, that through them I might prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as the fathers did keep or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, and neither delivered he them into the hands of Joshua. If you will, pray with me and for me, Father. Our dear God, we love you tonight. I thank you, dear God, for the reading of your blessed word. I pray tonight, God, you'll give us the power we need to be able to say, thus saith the Lord tonight. God, we ask you once again to hold the devil at bay. Our dear God, you'd help your people tonight. Our dear God, see revival, see camp meeting break out. I see sinners saved, saints of God. I refreshed and revived, Lord. We ask you now, help us, Lord. Do for us what I can't do. Dear God, beg you, Lord, help us, God. We need help. God, in camp meet, we need help in our nation, God. need help in our homes, in our churches in America. We need you, Lord. Need your help at the schoolhouse, at the White House, God. We need your help, Lord. We're pleading, God, do a work in those that are here tonight. Let it begin with us, God, and spread throughout this region, Lord, round about, helping other meetings that are going on. I send revival here, there, wherever, God. We'll take it, God. We'll love you. And praise you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated tonight. When we come to the text tonight, amen. Moses, the great man of God, the emancipator, the deliverer. And Moses has died. And Joshua stepped on the scene, amen, and leading the children of Israel, amen. In verse number 6, let me build just a moment. And I'll preach the thought. Verse 6, the Bible says, when Joshua had left the people, amen, let them go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. We find here that before Joshua died, he'd given instruction to the people of God, amen. This instructions let them know how to turn back to the Lord and go and possess the inheritance of the Lord, amen. And then we find in verse number 7, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel, amen. We find here also the influence of Joshua, amen. Thank God Joshua was a good influence on his family, amen. What kind of influence do you have tonight on your family, amen? Joshua had a godly influence, amen, on his family. He didn't say, as for me, and if my children agree with me, I will serve the Lord. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, amen. Joshua, thank God, led his family, amen. He was an influence, thank God, on the country, amen. The Bible said all the people that, the elders that lived, thank God, that outlived Joshua, they served the Lord till they died, thank God. We know that Joshua was not a perfect man. How the scripture lets us know about that. But he was a man that trusted the Lord, that he lived by the word of God, amen. Thank God, God did some great deeds for his people, and for his family because of the influence that he had on them, amen. Thank God we need to make an influence. This meeting needs to make an influence on somebody, amen. If it'll influence your life, amen. It'll influence somebody else's life, amen. Then notice something else in verse number 8 and verse number 9. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, Timnath-Heras, amen, in the Mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash, amen. We find here, thank God, here's an intimate about Joshua, amen. How we read back in Joshua, chapter number 24, if you'll turn back a page, amen, in verse 29. The Bible said in chapter 4, 24 of Joshua, verse 29, it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, thank God, I'd like to finish my life being called a servant of the Lord, amen. The Bible said he died being 110 years old. And they buried him, amen, in the border of his inheritance, Timnath-Heras, which is the Mount Ephraim, amen, on the north side. Thank God the Bible said, of the hill of Gaash. And all Israel, amen, Israel, I served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel, amen. Thank God, here it is, the intimate, amen. I want to say today, how many people that call themselves rulers have died, friend. They have a big pomp, have a big funeral service. They make much about it sometime. I spend days doing it, friend. But listen to me. If they're lost without God, no matter what they do on top side of planet Earth, they wind up in a place called hell, friend. How many of them go there, friend? I say today, friend, we need to realize, amen, we need to finish our race well for the glory of God. But notice something in verse number 10. The Bible said in verse number 10, and also all that generation were gathered unto the fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord. I know yet the works which the Lord had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people, were round about them and about themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers, how they spoiled them. He sold them, the Bible said, into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before the enemies. It sounds a little bit like the country that I'm living in now, friend. And the Bible said, whithersoever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them. For evil, amen, as the Lord has said, as the Lord has sworn unto them, they were greatly distressed, amen. How the Bible said that he raised up judges, how which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. Verse 17, and yet they would not hearken unto the judges, but they went a-whoring. Listen, friend, they don't want you to use that word in the pulpit no more. They took a whole lot of good Bible words and tried to get you not to use them, amen. How the word gay is a good word. That ain't a bad word. The word rainbow is a good word, amen. The word ass in the Bible is a good word, because the world takes words from the Bible and mess them up, friend. I'm going to read the Bible the way God wrote it, amen. The Bible lets us know here, friend. He talks about the iniquity that takes place after, quickly after Joshua dies. He speeds up his thing and lets us know what takes place. Listen, friend, because this godliness in one age, it's not a guarantee that it'll be in the next age, amen. We see that being in this place tonight, friend, because there were some in days gone by that loved God with all of the heart and sold out to the Lord and lived for Him. Hey, just cause your grandma was saved and going to heaven don't mean you are. You must be born again, amen. Now notice with me tonight, in the general sense tonight, I think about the nation that I live in. There's been generations that lived before us. If they could get out the cemetery tonight, friend, they'd come around and show us a few things in these days that we're living in. Those that fought and died for this country, those that blazed the trail, that would have freedom to worship tonight, amen. How the Bible lets me know, amen. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, amen, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. He said that all these things happen unto them. For in samples that are written for admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Listen to me, friend. I want to preach on this tonight. Out of verse number 10, the Bible said also all the generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which the Lord had done for Israel. Amen. I want to preach on another generation. Another generation, the Bible said, arose another generation. How the Bible tells me there's a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet not washed from the filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes. He said their eyelids are lifted up. This know also that in the last day perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, how blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, how truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, how lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, how from such turn away. The Bible said they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the true friend. I'm preaching on this talk tonight. There arose another generation. Arose another generation. This generation that came after Joshua, they did not know anything about the ways of God. They didn't understand about how God deals with sin, friend. I'll tell you what, they forgot about what God done to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was in a perfect environment, friend. only had one law to keep, only one commandment of God, and they broke that commandment. And God showed up and judged sin for them and put them out of the garden. Amen. How they found themselves naked. They found themselves sinners, friend, because of their sin. They found that, bless God, when they went and dug that first grave for that boy of theirs, friend, and realized the consequences of disobeying God. The wages of sin was dealt then, and it's still dealt today, friend. They forgot all about that man that preached 120 years by the name of Noah, warned him about the judgment of God, to flee the wrath of God to come. But God sent the rain down. When the scientists in the world, our doctors of that day said, scientifically impossible. It's never raining, it ain't gonna rain. But when God said, come on in the ark, the mercy and grace of God, he left the door open an extra week, friend. Anybody could have come in and got delivered, saved by the grace of God. But they laughed him to scorn. When he preached, amen, thank God, God's seen your sin. And he said, my spirit shall not always I strive with man. And the Bible said God sent the storm. He shut the door up for Noah on the inside, shut the world out. And God, this God today, amen, they changed the way he is, friend. But God's the same yesterday and today and forevermore, friend. He sent the storm, friend, of judgment. Grandma's died and grandpa's died. Mama's died, daddy's died. And children died, friend. Everybody in that known world, friend, they drowned like a bunch of rats, friend. They're screaming in hell, friend. Those that had a knowledge of accountability, they're screaming in hell tonight while I'm a preaching. I let us in, friend. They didn't bless in this crowd here behind Joshua's day. They didn't believe in Noah's day. They forgot about sin, friend. They forgot all about God. I sent an angels down in Sodom and Gomorrah and warned them about the judgment of God. He's seen the wickedness of Sodom and friend. The same sin that you and I are dealing with today. How God sent fire and brimstone down from heaven. Thank God, I'm telling you what, I've never seen such in all my days. You never think some of that mainstream denomination junk would have to meet whether you're going to marry queers in the church, whether they're going to stand up and lead the singing and play the music, teach the children. They're in our public schools today. They're teaching that stuff and driving it down the throat. Social media, the phone, the computer, the TV, the movie screen, Hollywood, and all that hellish crowd. I'll tell you what, the same sin that God sent judgment on, friend, they forgot all about the sin. God still hates sin, friend. He loves the sinner, but he hates sin tonight, friend. We're living in a day today, friend. Y'all hear me today, friend? God, they act like some old granddaddy God, some old Santa Claus God sitting up in the sky. Friend, ain't gonna judge nobody. Gonna let everybody jump into heaven, friend. There's a broad road that leads to destruction. And many on the broad road, friend, I say this whole world today, it's just like his crowd. Hey, thank God he loves everybody. He loves everybody in hell, friend. But they think he ain't gonna bother nobody. That's God, you believe what you want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. I serve what of God I want to. You serve your God. I'll get to heaven my way. And you get to heaven your way, friend. The problem is, it ain't but one way, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me, friend. We don't listen to our generation today. They don't know what God thinks about sin, friend. When I go to the cross of Calvary, I see the sacrifice that was made. I see the payment that was paid, friend. I can learn something about what God thinks about sin. I'll tell you how much he hates sin. He stepped off the throne of heaven, friend, and came down. Himself became the sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. No man takes my life. They thought they was murdering him. In their own sense, they were. They thought they were killing him, friend. Oh, no, but the God himself, he judged him on self. He took his own life, friend. That's how much he hates sin. Better get to Calvary and see what God I thinks about sin, friend. God loves us. He judged sin, friend. And the person of Son, a God becoming flesh, amen. A God going to the cross. I ain't got the only reason I got mercy tonight. It's because justice has been satisfied at the cross of Calvary, amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of the Lamb of God, amen. Listen, this generation don't know how God feels about sin. What about salvation, friend? Ask people where you want to be saved from. People don't want to be saved from sin today. He come to seek and to save that which is lost, amen. He come to save us from our sin. We've got too many people today. I want to hang on to sin, friend. Thank God I got delivered. That's what salvation's all about. It's a deliverance, be set free. Who gave himself a ransom for all. Thank God he said, to be testified in due time, amen. I say today, friend, Jesus paid the price that was required. He stayed on the cross of Calvary, amen, until God Almighty was satisfied. Thank God then he said, it is finished, amen. Thank God for salvation tonight, amen. Without Christ, there is no regeneration. Without Christ, there'll be no reconciliation, amen. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, amen. I'm glad we got an advocate with the Father tonight, amen. Thank God for Holy Ghost regeneration. I'm glad I'm sealed by the Spirit of God tonight. He made me a new creature, amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The salvation I got tonight is full, thank God. It's free, it's been paid. Poor, total salvation found in Jesus Christ, amen. Thank God this whole world don't know about the ways of God when it comes to separation, amen. I let a few preachers stand up and preach on a sanctified life. Bless God, they'll go off to the deep end. They'll call you an extremist is what they'll do. Is that right or not? God loves me and he don't expect me to do nothing. That's about the way most people are today. They've been taught by this liberal crowd, friend, this loose living crowd, friend. Don't know much about holiness anymore. I want to be devoted and holy to God, amen. How the Bible said, draw nigh to God. That's what camp means about, ain't it? We come to draw up close to God. I'll draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. You ever get up close to him, friend? You won't measure me by some other preacher. You won't measure yourself by somebody else, friend. You want to get cleaned up is what you want to do. I cleanse your hands, you sinners. I purify your hearts. I double-minded. I'm afraid. That's what's killing our church services. There's too much double-minded going on. Our folks go in the house of God. It's a disgrace to sit in and play stinking games on a phone and text and call in the house of God. Why preaching's going on. Why singing's going on. Anybody listen to me tonight, friend? Our minds out yonder so much more. How many times when we come to the house of God, instead of having our affection set on things above, to meet at the worship place to worship God. He said, amen. If we confess our sins, I don't mean you come in to God. I messed up this week. I'm going to go back and do it next week, friend. We confess. We agree with God. That is sin, friend. We call it the same thing God does. Thank God if we'll confess our sin, I'll repent of our sin. He is faithful and just. To forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We get mad when a preacher preaches on sin. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification. That you should abstain from fornication. Everybody okay tonight? They said we don't want a preacher to tell us what to wear no more. That's got, you ain't got enough sense to know how to dress. Preacher need to tell you sometime. I'll tell you what, I ride down the road. I go by churches, going to a meeting somewhere, and see little girls out there half naked in the parking lot. our shorts on and all that stuff, friend, hanging around the house of God. Then they wonder why so many of them, I turned some of y'all off right now. That kind of cut some of y'all off right now. That's God walking around. That book says when you uncover your thigh, you uncover your neck and his friend. And they'll walk around wondering why. We got 12 and 13 on up. Our little girls getting pregnant all over the country, friend. Out of a Baptist church, is anybody in the building tonight, friend? I told me to sit abstain from fornication, friend. Listen, friend, we don't want a preacher to tell us how to wear, how to dress anymore, where to go, and where not to go, friend. We think like the devil, friend. You tell when the devil's crowd, it's in a meeting, friend, they'll start to squirm. When you get to preaching, amen. The same problem in our churches. It's the same problem Joshua had. Listen, friend, they were worshiping idols, friend. They forsook the God of the fathers, amen. And they were caught up in idolatry. God wanted them to be a separated people. God said, when you go in the land, make no covenant with them. Make no league with them. He said to annihilate them. Destroy them. Run them out of the land. Friend, don't yoke up with them. It's time for God's people to be separated again. Take your Bible, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please. It's still in the book. Does it bother you to see what's going on today? It ought to bother you what you see. I'm just going to read some Bible. You can take it up with God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. We're not to be ignorant, friend. We know the will of God. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? We got a lot of deceived people. He said, be not deceived. The Bible said, not to deceive yourselves, friend. But he said, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, friend. I'm telling you what, we've got people living like shepherd dogs, friend. Hey, listen, our government reward people have to live in sin, friend. Well, we can't get mad. We'll lose the food stamps. We'll lose the government help. I'd rather bless God, live on squirrel the rest of my life. Are y'all hear me tonight, friend? Are y'all with me tonight? I'd rather be in the will of God. I'm in the will of God. I believe God can send a raven by my place. I just like he did the man of God for being in the will of God. Flee. He said, listen, be not deceived, neither fornicators. So much shacking up going on. Amazing me. I have people come to my own church. I preach to them, preach against sin. Know they're living in sin, friend. Walk out and shake your hand, enjoy the sun. Something's wrong. Something's wrong, friend. I'm disturbed about what I see going on today. He said, neither fornicators nor idolaters, amen. There's more idolatry in this land than any nation in the world, friend. People don't like it, friend. Listen, you can throw a ball into hell. Tonight, most of America will jump into hell after the ball. I don't care what kind it is today, friend. I'm just telling all kind of idolatry. People worship their land, their houses. I worship the family, the jobs. Got all kind of idolatry. What about adultery? We eat up with it. I tell you, I got a problem. I got a problem when a preacher say and tell me one of their favorite preachers is a man that's wrecked several homes. See, we live in a day today, you can't disqualify yourself from nothing. Live like hell and wreck homes. Then stay in a pulpit somewhere, folks follow them to hell. All that crowd ain't saved, friend. I don't care how good they speak. I show that in the Bible, friend. I'll tell you what, I don't care how well they speak, friend. I'll tell you what, people that, I commit all kind of abominations and call themselves preachers, friend. And even in a lot of our Baptist camps today, they welcome them behind a podium and reward them for sin, friend, of all the adultery that's going on in the land. Listen, friend, we got deacons that are adulterous. There's preachers that are adulterous. And we wonder why we can't have the blessings of God and the power of God, friend. And he talks about the effeminate, friend. That's that sodomite crowd. Abuses himself to mankind. What about thieves, friend? Our churches are loaded with thieves. passed a plate. We're loaded with thieves, friend. And we want God to revive a bunch of thieves and adulterers and sodomites. Are y'all with me tonight, friend? I'm telling you, this book says, amen, nor covetous, nor drunkards. I know a church just had a man. It was a known wine help. I mean, listen, laughed about how much wine he drank, friend, in the pulpit in my own county. Drunkards, revilers. A contentious language, extortionate. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. You better be glad for that, amen. And were washed, thank God, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of a God. He said in verse 18, I flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Verse 19, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. For you bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm sick of this crash of hell. That's God looks at the heart. I'm glad he does. I can't see it though, friend. All I can look is that tent you live in, amen. All I can do is look at your house, amen. How you ride down the road, a man lives in a house. He lets the weeds grow up, friend. That's God, he lets the roof, the shingles blow off, the tin blow off, and it just does nothing about it. That's about the way most people look in body today, friend, when it looks to the world. The world's looking at people calling themselves something, amen, but they don't see much on the outside. We've got too much carnality and worldliness in God's people today, friend. We need revival, friend, so that we can have camp meeting again, amen. I'm telling you, you listen to me tonight, friend, this Bible lets us know there ain't much reverence anymore for holy things, amen. Ain't got preachers, so-called church leaders. They make fun of things that the Bible says, amen. It bothers me tonight. Church members shack up. Even the Southern Baptists used to have a thing on the wall. If you sold alcohol or used alcohol, you couldn't be a member of the church. Now they drink and sell it deacons in the church. Y'all okay tonight? Amen. I'm trying to have camp meeting, amen. How the Bible said, for we ourselves also are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving devilish lusts and pleasures, living in malice. Envy, hateful, hating one another, friend. I'm talking about all the married, divorced, remarried. Our internet pornography. Hell is hot, sin is raging. How the devil's having a heyday. And we got a generation that don't know about the ways of God when it comes to sin and salvation and separation. If you will, look in verse number 10, please. The Bible said also all that generation were gathered unto the fathers, there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel, amen. They don't know about the works of God, amen. They didn't know about the Passover, amen. When God come through the land, all those that were slain down in Egypt, friend, when the blood flowed, friend, hey, God has shown him, amen. It's not God's fault they didn't know. Listen, there's more Bibles in the world now than it's ever been in the history of man. If you don't know, it ain't God's fault that you don't know, friend. He sent his Son. He sent his Holy Spirit. He sent his Holy Scripture, amen. God's done everything necessary for you to know, amen. How to be saved, how to know God, how to walk with God, how to live, thank God. They didn't know about the works of God. I say tonight, friend, we live in the greatest country in the world, but we're slowly losing it, friend. The spoilers are coming in. The gods are coming in. And we don't have the restraining power around our borders like we used to have, friend. That's because we've opened up this world. This nation of sin, friend, and compromise, and worldliness. And hey, you can bring any old gods you want to here, friend. You can have freedom to worship yours at the courthouse, at the White House, at the schoolhouse, friend. But you can't take a Bible and stand up anymore. You can't pray in the name of Jesus anymore. You can say God all you want to, friend. But when you go to saying Jesus, friend, that's when folks get upset. Is that right or not? I say today, friend, you listen to me. Thank God it's not. They didn't know something about God in an intellectual way. They knew about God. They heard about the Red Sea. They just didn't believe it. They didn't see it like their forefathers did, friend. They didn't know God in an intimate, personal way, friend. Thank God I'm saying they become complacent about living for God. They become complacent about the things of God and serving God, friend. They were complacent. It's second generation syndrome. All the lukewarmness today, the complacency, all the apathy about amazing biblical truths, amen. You preach on the cross, amen, and preach on the blood for an hour, and folks are lukewarm to it. I used to preach on hell, and folks would weep and cry, get on the altar and pray for loved ones. Is that right or not? Know nothing about the works of God. Now you listen to me, friend. We come to a generation today that thinks God owes them something. We deserve better. I tell you what we deserve. We deserve hell. That's what we deserve, is hell, the judgment of God. We deserve the wrath that fell on His Son, the ruin, friend. Thank God, listen, we've inherited a blessing in this nation. I think about our forefathers. As Bible's reminding us about those that lived before them and the price they paid to get to where they were, friend, and have the truth, amen. I think about this building that just happened. I believe the preacher said there was one person here tonight. Was it when it first started? Amen. What a blessing, amen. I like to shake your hand after service and speak to you a minute, amen. Are y'all hearing tonight? That's God, He was here when it started. I'm glad somebody's still here running, amen. Are y'all listening to me tonight, friend? That's most of them maybe tied off. But there are some others that started, friend. They went somewhere and got something else more important to do, amen, than to have old-fashioned camp meeting. That sinners can get saved. And thank God the county can be helped because of people getting right with God. They don't know nothing about the works of God, amen. We sit around in church and look big-eyed and sleepy-eyed, friend. It's not a thrill much anymore for people to hear about the works of God. Look at verse number 12, friend. They forsook the Lord God of the fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth, friend. They didn't know anything about walking with God. Walking with God involves discipleship, amen. The Bible said they're following evil. They're following evil people, friend. In verse number 17, the Bible said, and yet they were not hearkening unto the judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods about themselves and to them. Turn quickly out of the way which the fathers had walked in. Watch that. They walked in obeying at the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of the enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Amen. They didn't know anything about walking with God. I beg God to help me. I want to make a difference in my generation. I want God to raise me up, be a man. How to preach the Bible that people can get right with God and quit following evil people, friend. I'd never dreamed in my life. Everywhere you go now, people look like a bunch of heathens, friend. And church folks want to look like heathens now, friend. Amen. I'll tell you what, I don't want to look like the world. I was in Egypt at one time, amen. I lost on my way to hell everything I got. Had to reach down, friend. Thank God I'm glad I'm in Canaan now. Everything I got, I'm reaching up for it, amen. How y'all listen to me tonight, friend. I'm just telling you, friend, I want to walk with God, amen. I want to help somebody else, amen. I blaze the trail, disciple somebody. The Bible said they bowed themselves down at the idols, amen. I said this crowd tonight, they worship evil things and evil people, friend. They bow down and worship them. We had about 50,000 people. Did you hear it said 50,000 people? I come next to my town. and the edge of Virginia. It's amazing what the law would do for evil people, friend. They blocked off a side of the road. Had a bunch of drunkards and dope addicts and rock musicians that went over there and sung about killing the preacher and burning the churches down. 50,000 people I brought in not far from where I'm pastoring at. I said, if we'd had an old-time tent meeting, ask them to even let us have a tent up. They'll give you all kind of hell just to have a tent up. Afraid you're going to burn somebody up, amen. But they'll let that crowd go over there and slop around, rip the clothes off, and smoke dope and live like the devil, friend. And people went over there and bowed down and worshiped it, friend. Even the city leaders and a lot of so-called preachers are back that kind of stuff up in the day we're living in. I'm talking about being devoted to God, friend. Our people today, they give more respect to evil things, more reverence to evil things than to do godly things. The Bible said they serve Balaam. You'll serve who you worship. The Bible said, get thee behind Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. The reason people never serve God well is because they don't worship God well. You cannot stand neutral. Amen. God made us beings to worship. Amen. He created us to fellowship with him and praise him and worship him. Amen. He didn't make me like a robot. Amen. And punch me in and say, today, worship me. No, he gave me a free will. Amen. Amen. I had a will to come tonight, a will not to come. Amen. I will to come. Amen. I'm here tonight because I will to be here. Amen. I got saved because I want to get saved. And it's such thing as irresistible grace. Amen. God planned some to predestine some for heaven, some for hell. That's a lie to pits of hell, friend. How can you not be willing any should perish? Amen. And then put them in hell, friend. He's not willing. Amen. That's his vote. That's his will. Your will got to meet his will, amen, how to get saved. And we'll never have revival, friend, until our will meet God's will, amen. And God wants us to walk, amen. Are y'all here tonight, friend? I'm telling you what, friend, you cannot stand neutral, amen. How the Bible said in verse number 19, and it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than the fathers in following other gods to serve them, to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings and not from the stubborn way, friend. We got the most stubborn generation has ever been, friend. It's happening today in America, friend. God has given revival in years past by. God has raised up some men, sent a little awakening here and a little awakening there. Ain't gotten them, they die off, friend. And then it seemed like folks get more wicked than they've ever been. There ain't no fear of God much no more. Ain't much knowledge today about the history of God. I think about Enoch. The Bible said he walked with God. The Bible said that Noah walked with God. Can two walk together except to be agreed? Amen. What do you believe, friend? Where do you get what you believe from, friend? Did you get it from grandma that may have not known the truth herself? She may have been deceived herself, friend. Did you get it from the TV preacher? From the man on the radio? You better get your word from the word of God, amen. He said, This I say then, walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't walk with God and not be in the Spirit, amen. We got to walk in the Spirit. And listen, friend, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, he sees in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, hath cleanses us from all sin. He that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother, the Bible said is in darkness even now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. There's none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, listen, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, amen. There's a devil walking about. There's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, friend. He's not in the building up business. He's in the knocking down business. He's not here to develop you. He's here to destroy you, friend. redeeming the time because the day's evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of God is. Amen. And be not drunk with wine, where's excess, but be filled, thank God, with the Spirit. And when you get filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, you speak to yourselves in psalms here, as spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, thank God, giving thanks always, the Bible said, for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. And he said, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude. He didn't say condone it. Didn't say compromise it. He said, use hospitality one to another without grudging. That's something we could use a little bit of. Holy Ghost will make you lively. Make you hospitable. Folks come to your church, do you greet them? You let them know you appreciate them being there? Or you kind of look them up now and bless God because they don't look like you? I want all of them to come. On to red, to yellow, the black, to white. With the tattoos, without them. Amen. You realize they've been out of sin. They've scarred themselves. They got marks. What can you do? Just damn them to hell? I ain't compromising with them. I preach against it, friend. Amen. That's exactly right. I'm not being mean. I'm just stating facts, friend. We're to come out from among the world and be separated. If there's a place, sinners ought to be loved, friend. That man that took him off over yonder, nobody could tame him. Nobody could tie him up. Nobody could keep him chained up. He's over there out of his mind. He's full of the devil, friend. And listen, nobody can help him. But Jesus showed up, amen. Next thing you know, he's clothed. He's in his right mind. He's seated at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus is still in that kind of business. Everywhere you find nakedness in the Bible, you'll find the devil involved. Every time, look at it and read it for yourself. Well, there's nakedness involved. The devil's involved, friend. Thank God we get saved. Thank God he saved me from the love of sin, from the practice of sin, from alcohol, fornication, adultery. He'll save you from your sin, thank God. Now, y'all listen to me, friend. It's going to be a sad day to drop in hell out of a church pew somewhere. We ought not insult God and grieve God with such unholy living today. Also, they didn't know anything about warfare. They never did warfare like the forefathers did. We're not warfare like our fathers did. Be honest with you, we got the wimpiest bunch of men in our nation than this nation's ever had. It's quiet. Amen. Maybe the phone's going off right now. Amen. Bless God. Listen, they didn't have much warfare. The Bible said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For listen, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth it into captivity every thought into obedience. Amen. That is the battlefield tonight. That's the battlefield that started out in the Garden of Eden, friend. It's the mind. That's why you got to have the helmet of salvation. Till you get something fixed between your ears, friend, you're not going to serve God too well. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's all kind of demonic forces that are alive and working in our nation right now. Listen, there's demonism, friend, in our generation. Y'all hear me tonight? There is going a revival of demonic activity in these last of the last days, friend. I think about the drug culture that's going on today. Them drugs is opening up the world of demonism. I talk to people that are on drugs, that have been on drugs. They tell you what they get to see, what the devil lets them feel. Y'all okay? And it's becoming a problem in our churches. Some of them make fun of it. They say, well, I used to go out there and get dope and drugs, but now I'm on my medicine. Getting the same effects. So we call it Christian. I'm not against a person taking medication they need. But there were some things that were made to be medication to just get you over the hump for a few days. Not something for you to have pleasure out of it. You hear me? Are y'all listening to me? Bible goes to the point that even in the Bible days that they'd take strong drink was a medication for a man that was on his deathbed. Then all of a sudden thought they'd have recreation out of it. Then we got a world full of drunks going to hell, friend. Huh? And we got folks, friend, tonight. The devil's opened up all kind of demonism, friend. Through the world of drugs and alcohol. We're in that day, friend. The warfare that goes on. Huh? Now, y'all listen to what I'm about to read. I'm about done, but you listen to what I'm going to read. Mark 1. There was there in their synagogue. In their synagogue. A man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, let us alone. Huh? Unclean spirit in the synagogue, in the church that Jesus went to. The church he went to. Are y'all listening to me? We got him in our day. It's possibly somebody here tonight telling them, leave us alone. Leave me alone, Jesus. Our preacher, leave me alone. That preacher ain't getting to me tonight. Leave us alone. Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Y'all listen to me now. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They're not only in the congregations today. They're in the pulpit. Don't know anything about warfare. Now you listen to me. They twist scriptures to their own discretion. The devil wants worship. Listen, back home they're starting to paint the church walls black. Amen. Come as you are mentality. I stay like you are. Huh? Amen. And a man called his preacher, I get up there with his britches hanging down. With his underwear showing, friend, and a ball cap sideways, and strobe lights going on. Want the atmosphere of a clubhouse. Huh? I'm telling you, friend. I was preaching in a meeting, go by, and they got what they call trash churches. Huh? Trash. I said, well, I used to be trash. But it come get me off the dung hill in the trash heap, amen. Thank God. I ain't trash no more. I'm a child of God. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God he takes nothing, makes something out of it. That's God, if you call yourself trash, amen, God can make a brand new creature out of you, amen, and write your name down in heaven, friend. The devil wants worship. Look at America today. Y'all okay? Y'all here? Are we okay? I hear Mace Jackson, I was coming down the road, I believe, yesterday. Y'all hear him say this probably thousands of times. He said when he get to heaven, he hoped that when he got there, all the men would be bald-headed for a while. Well, we got that same thing coming back in our generation now. Listen, the devil don't want you to tell between a male and a female now. I tell people, if you're too stupid to know if you're a male or female, you go pay your copay to a good Christian doctor, not some sodomite. Go down and take your clothes off. Let him tell you what you are and be what you are. I don't care how they slice you up, dice you up, friend. When you face Almighty God, you're going to face Him of which you were in that womb, friend. And when you come out there, you're going to face God, whatever He created you as, friend. And you're going to give an account for that, friend. And we got today little old boys that's pressed around and stressed around like girls, friend. And girls won't be like boys, friend. Our boys want the hair to be like girls. And the girls want the hair like boys. Something's wrong. We're in the days, friend, of unnatural stuff. Poor daddy ain't got enough backbone to tell him what to do. Huh? Y'all hear me tonight, friend? Well, you laugh about it. Call it what you want, a friend. I'm telling you what. Listen, we let a ball player set the standards for our children. Let people out of Hollywood, our movie stars that are going to hell, friend, and our children idolize them. I know a family right now. If it depended on my life right now to say if that girl's a lesbian tonight, I'd say she was. Mom and daddy living ain't got enough sense to see it. Haul them down the road, call themselves Christian, drive all the way to another state. Drop them off at concerts with a bunch of reprobates. Huh? Bunch of stinking mop hits and everything going on. Don't say nothing. That's what's wrong. We ain't have enough backbone to preach so long. That's why the church in the shape is in. I'm telling you, that's why the devil's found a chief seat at the house of God. That's God keep the man of God's hands twisted and wonder how it's going to turn out, bless God. I ain't depending on them to take care of me, friend. I'm depending on the one that called me to take care of me, friend. He promised he'd meet all our needs. All the idolatry today, friend, we give more time to everything but God today. That's God, I'm sick and tired of all the excuses why people, I won't be faithful to the house of God. I tell you why they ain't faithful to the house of God. They got another God they love more than the God of the house, friend. This crowd didn't worship the God of Joshua, friend. If they're living in our day when camp meets going on, they'd be over at the racetrack, at the skate rink, at a party somewhere. I'd still be at the house of God. Everybody all right. I'm tired of Christian people signing up for jobs that keep them out of church half the time. They ain't with the children of the house of God. Up and down like a yo-yo. The world, all they want's money. Money is their God today. Our business means more. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Are you making a league with the heathens? Huh? It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace we call ourselves a Christian family. But we let our children dress like heathens. Listen to heathen music. Paste naked heathen people on their room wall. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? Heathens. You know why we're seeing people look the way they look and act the way they act? That junk's coming over yonder from the jungles. Out of heathen religions. I lived my whole life. I was on up and a grown man a long time before I've seen somebody come around with a piece of steel in the tongue. Huh? Now they come to church like it's a Christian thing. Like look at my new piercing. Huh? Huh? Is it okay? Huh? We're in a mess. We took our generation. We just pitched them to false gods and false teachers. Parents are loaded upon the Lord's day and take them to a god. If you're guilty tonight, you'll repent of it. You'll watch your young'un throw it in hell one day, even though you might be saved. Watch your young'un throw it in hell. It's going to be the saddest day you'll ever have, friend. I didn't have enough backbone to stand up and raise your child. I was reading my Bible this morning. I sent some of the men in my church a text about training the children. Some verses out of Proverbs, amen. I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of Junior running the house. Huh? Amen. Hey, come to church to have a baby. Little old scrawny baby. Here's a man, 350 pounds, and got a little baby weigh 12 pounds. 12-year-old baby going to tell him what to do. I ain't got no time for that. I don't have no respect for that. It gags me. And I don't mean to harm parents and grandparents. Where's all the young people at tonight? Where are they at? We made excuse too long. They yours, where they at? Everybody okay? We're throwing our generation now, and we run them down and talk about them. I tell you what, I know where the blame lies. Most of it lies with mamas and daddies. I've lost most of my young people over the years because of mamas and daddies being hypocrites and not have a backbone to train the children. Y'all okay? They serve the devil, and we say, well, I think they're saved. I don't see a thing about them look saved. Cap sideways, britches hanging off, listening to rap music, smoking a pipe somewhere. Huh? That's going to, he's a good candidate for a preaching school. He'll make a good missionary. I'm just telling you, friend, we better wake up. Our generation needs help. There rose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the work. They don't know nothing about old time camp meeting. You better thank God you're saved tonight if you are saved. If you belong to a good New Testament Baptist church, you better support it. They're shutting up all over this country. Churches used to be thriving, had many members, now they got many seats and few members. It's happening everywhere. And you go up down the road, you'll find a church here and yonder. But for the most part, I'm not being disrespectful, I'm just preaching the truth. We're losing this generation. And I'm sick of this. Well, if we're going to win this generation, we got to have something for the young people. What that means is bring in Bozo. Get a rock band. Get somebody to break a block with his hand. Huh? No, what they need is the gospel. Same thing that saved you. Same thing that saved the last generation. We're doing a poor job getting the gospel to them. Men used to love young boys, and they'd find them in the neighborhood, take them, get them a hot dog, buy them a pair of shoes if they didn't have a good pair. Just loved on them, spent time, give them the gospel. Loved them, amen, until they got them to the Lord. They got saved. We ain't got time for none of that. We got too many gods we're serving. Huh? I've done my best to ask God for what I preach, preacher. You, 99, I think they say it. God bless your heart. Amen. Well, you pray. I felt like I should have went behind the bill and let you preach tonight. Y'all listen to me. I've done my best tonight, God. I studied for months and months before this meeting. Thought I had a series laid out. Boy, we was going to come in and shout and have camp meeting. And I prayed and prayed. Perhaps God would not let it happen for nothing, friend. I'm telling you, wouldn't let it happen for nothing. I don't know why I preached it, but I want to come in and preach. I'm not preaching to get to preach again. I hope I can preach again, but I'm not here to preach to get to preach again. You know why I say that? Because this may be the last time I ever preach. Maybe the last time. Now, I try to preach every time like it is the last time. And it may be the last time I'll ever preach to you. Maybe the last sermon you ever hear in this life. Maybe the last invitation you get in this life. He said, oh, they're scare tactics. No, that's reality. Many a time in my own church, they raise their hand, lost. They walk out the door. 3 days later, I'm standing at a graveside. Leave a meeting. You know that person in the meeting raised their hand. They're dead, preacher. That's not scare tactic. Reality. I've known a preacher's wife stand up in a meeting and say, I want to brag on the Lord. Be all right if I die in church. Sit down and die. Huh? We care much for this generation. Huh? God help us. Whoever's going to play, come tonight. Father, I sure love you. Lord, I've done my best to try to mind you, God. God, we need help. Saw people all over the streets tonight coming here holding signs. I've been around it enough. I've seen so many of them strung out on heroin and crack cocaine and all kind of pills. How like a dog begging for scraps, begging for crumbs. And a good home maybe at some time in their life, but because of rebellion or because of lack of discipline in the home, that on the streets right here, on the way to High Point, North Carolina. I'm talking North Carolina, not New York, not Chicago, not California, but they're on our streets in America. Somebody's baby, somebody's little darling girl, somebody's little boy out here dying, perishing, going to hell. Maybe got enough money today to get that last fix to put in their veins that'll take them out of this world. We pass them daily, In our neighborhood, many of them don't even know the name of their neighbor. Not one time invited them to Jesus. Not one time invited them to the house of God. But they hear the music. They see the way they live. But we're going our merry way. Let this generation that don't know God, and that we're not doing a good job telling them about Him and about His works, His ways, about His will, about His worship. God, help us to do better. I pray for saints tonight. Saints ought to be filling this altar up, weeping, getting right with God. We can have revival, see old time camp meeting again. Folks that's got saved and right with God, rejoicing, shouting again, because their name's written in heaven. Excited about the works of God, the will of God, wanting to serve you, God, instead of serving all these other gods. Give the man of God wisdom in this invitation. We'll step back. God, give you honor and glory. If anything's done of eternal value, in Jesus' name, amen. Preacher, you come.